Okay, today's daf is daf lamed. So we got like 8 lines down. Today is a pretty quick daf. So we got to the words Amar Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. We're talking about whether or not the first day Yomtif, whether or not lulav was a problem of gzeila because of lakachnem lachem or because of mitzvah babi avera. So if it's about lakachnem yom rishon, lakachnem lachem yom rishon, that means only dafka and yom rishon would it be possible yom tov sheni would be permitted guzel. And if it's about mitzvah babi avera, it would be aser bein yom rishon bein yom tov sheni. So Gemara now says around 8 lines down, Amar Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Shimon Yochai, my dichsev, what does the pasuk mean when it says, it's pasuk in Yeshaya, ki ani Hashem oiv mishpat, sone gazel be'ola. So I, Kazroch, I love judgment, and I hate those who steal when it comes to the ola, when it comes to a carbon. So Gemara explains, mashal lemelech basar v'dam, sheya oved al beis hamechas, so over al beis hamechas, the king is passing through the tax to the toll booth, and Amar Lavadav, he tells his servants, tenu michem lemuchsim, go pay some to the taxes, pay the toll. They say to the melech, to the king, "Hello, kol ha-mechas kulo shelchahu. It's all yours. So what are you paying for?" So Amar lehem, "Mi many yilmedu kol ofrei drachim. From me, they'll learn. They'll learn from me. I'll be a role model. V'lo yavrichu atzmam in ha-mechas. They won't avoid the taxes. So if I'm paying the taxes, says the king, they'll pay also. Granted, the money's going right into my pocket, but still, nonetheless, they'll learn from me. So Avakadosh Baruch Hu Amar, ani Hashem sone geza ba'ola. I hate when someone steals and they bring me a carbon. Ah, it's a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Either way, it's going to be for him. Nonetheless, mimenu yomadu, they'll learn from me. Beni my children, vayivruchu atzam min hagezel, they'll steal from gzeilah. So there is an interesting medrash. The medrash talks on a few places, a number of gemaras as well, that Kadosh Baruch Hu keeps mitzvahs. Most famously, Kadosh Baruch Hu wears tefillin. The gemara bracha says that Kadosh Baruch Hu davens tefillah every single day. And there's a medrash that says that Kadosh Baruch Hu keeps all the mitzvahs. So many of the mefarshim try to figure out why does a Kadosh Baruch Hu keep mitzvahs? What's the point? So there are a few different interpretations. The Reb Tzadok has an interesting one. The Reb Tzadok seems to say that just like a Kadosh Baruch Hu created the world with a mimer, with a statement, he said, let there be light, and there's light. So a Kadosh Baruch Hu created mitzvahs by performing mitzvahs. But another pshat is based on this medrash that no, Kadosh Baruch Hu just does mitzvahs as a role model. He doesn't need to do mitzvahs. He doesn't need to better himself. We do mitzvahs because we need to be better. Kadosh Baruch Hu is Kadosh Baruch Hu, but he does mitzvahs, so we can learn from him. If he does mitzvahs, certainly we should do mitzvahs as well. Gemara now says, Itmar, halfway down the Amud. Itmar nami, Amar Rabbi Ami, Yavesh, Pasol, Mipnei Shein Hadar. The reason why it dried out Lulav is possible because it lacks the hither. Gazel Pasol, Mishum Dehavi, Le Mitzvah, Habab Avher, which is what we said on the top of today's Dafa. We did this yesterday. So Gemara comes along and says, now, Pligid the Rabbi Yitzchak. Rabbi Yitzchak argues and says, it's not because Mitzvah Babi Avera. Damar Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Nachmani, Amar Shmuel, Lo Shanu El Biyam Tav Rishon. The psul of gzeila is only on the first day. Aval b'yom tov sheni, you're allowed to have it. Mitoch sheyotze b'shoel, yotze nami b'gazel. Since you're allowed to use a borrowed lulav, you're allowed to use a stolen lulav as well, because it's based on lachem, not based on mitzvah babi avera. Look at the very last Tosas, one line here. Tosas writes, mitoch sheyotze b'shoel, yotze b'gazel, hachadavka shehu midrabanan lo chayish mitzvah b'avera. So how come the Gemara here, he ignores entirely this concept mitzvah b'avera, the second day? So he says this following din. Says Tosos, the mitzvah b'avera, according to the Shita of Rabbi Yitzchak, is only true by a mitzvah d'araisa. That's when we apply mitzvah b'avera. Like even day one, it's possible. Why? Not because of gelachem. Maybe day one is possible because mitzvah b'avera, because it's a mitzvah d'araisa lulav on day one. But by mitzvah midrabanan, there the Gemara the Rabbi Yitzchak holds, we would not apply the din of mitzvah b'avera. Pnei Yeshua leaves the Tzarech Iyun on Tosas and says, wait a second. The Gemara Baba Kama tells us if a person steals flour, someone else's flour, and he's mafresh chal on it, he's not allowed to say the bracha, ein ze mevarech elaminites. That's mitzvah babi avera. Says Pnei Yeshua, a bracha is only a mitzvah midrabanan, outside of benching, and maybe according to some birchas haTorah, a regular bracha on a birchas mitzvah is only a din derabanan. And yet we still see the Gemara says, don't say a bracha on stolen challah. Isn't that mitzvah babi avera that's applied even to a din derabanan? So it's against this Tosfos who says that it does not apply to a din derabanan. Gemara now says back inside, 3 narrow lines up. Meisiv Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak. Lulav hagazel vayavish pasul. Hashol kasher. So only stolen lulav is a problem, but if it was borrowed, it'd be permitted. Amos, what is this referring to? Ilema b'yamtav rishon. If it's talking about on the first day, you're allowed to use a borrowed lulav. That can't be the case. Haksiv lachem, mishalachem. You have to own it. V'hai lav didehu. It's not his. So certainly, this is not referring to day one where a borrowed is permitted. Ela lav yamtav sheni. Must be yamtav sheni that shol is permitted. V'katani gezel pasul. And we see from here that stolen is not permitted. So this goes against before we had a machlokes amarayim, is a day two usher with the gazel or mutter. So this clearly is referring to Yom Tov Sheni, and yet it still says in the Braisa that gazel is also Yom Tov Sheni, so it must be a kashya for those who say gazel is permitted in Yom Tov Sheni. Gemara says no. Li olam b'yom tov rishon, really, it's referring to day one. So how come it only says gazel pasul? And it implies that Shaul is permitted in Yom Tov Rishon. Gemara says, no, of course both are asr. It's pasul, gazel is pasul, Shaul is pasul Yom Tov Rishon. So why does it only specify gazel? For lomi boy kamar, lomi boy Shaul delavdi dehu. Certainly borrowed is not good enough for day one because you don't own it. Aval, there's a havamina that maybe gazel is better. Why would gazel be better? Aval gazel ema stam gzela yish bailam hu. When a person sees me steal something, there's going to be bailam, yish bailam. He sees, if you look at Rashi, the lashon of gzela is always in front of the person. Gneva is the guy that doesn't know. You hid, you somebody snuck into his house. Gzela is in front of his face. So Rashi says, yish bailam hu, sharei bifanav, in front of his face, you grabbed it, who goes, will be the other. Vein kach la'atzah, he can't save it, you're a brazen person, and you grabbed it, he said, ah, I'm never getting the lula back, so there's yish. So maybe there you should actually have kinani gzela and own it, and it should work for day one. Kamash Balam says, the Gemara, it doesn't work. Why does it not work? If you look at Rashi, Rashi explains Kamash Balam, de'ad de'shema'inan de'ayish, lo kaila, you have to actually hear him articulate, ah, I'm yish, but simply him watching you take it from him is not enough of a yish. And the demeima amar hashta who the talkif minai, because maybe he says to himself, "Oh, today I can't get it from the guy, but you know what? Tomorrow lamachar tasfsin olei bedina, I'm going to take him to bezin, and therefore he was never miyish on it, unless you heard him say, oh, 'There's no way I'm getting it back from this guy.' If you didn't hear him say that, it's not considered a yish, it's not considered kinyan gzela, and therefore usher on day one. So the reason why it specifies gzela and not yishol because there's a chiddush, and maybe gzela would have worked. Kamash Balam, that even gzela does not work either. Okay.
But he's excluding gneva, which is also has the same issue of mishalachem and mishalachem.
So according to this, it would sound like gneva. Maybe gneva certainly would have not worked because there's no yish by gneva. That's kalvachomer.
So it's a kalvachomer. So
yeah. So there's interesting. Didn't actually a discussion brought down that there's a Gemara Baba Kama that says you cannot plant orchards or lulavim or any type of plants in Yerushalayim. And Tosefta says this din as well. The Rambam Paskins, you can't plant any types of grass shrubbery in Yerushalayim. And based on this, the Kafta Peferach writes, since it's usher to plant trees and whatnot in Yerushalayim, he says even Bizman Hazeh it's usher. And therefore, a person cannot buy a lulav that was raised or grown in Yerushalayim. It would be usher. He says, if you find lulav in Yerushalayim, it's actually not allowed because the Tosefta says you can't grow things in Yerushalayim. So there, he says it's a lack of kavod to the Beis Hamikdash to grow things. It has to be the Beis Hamikdash is the only kavod, and growing anything else would seem to detract from the focus and the kedusha of the Beis Hamikdash. And he says even in Bezman Hazeh, apparently he thought it was relevant. Now the Rabbaz argues, Rabbaz says, no, this was only true when there's a Beis HaMikdash where the growing plants and gardens detract from the covered Yerushalayim. But if there's no Beis HaMikdash, like Bizman Hazeh, then he felt that there was no Isser at all, and one could grow plants, and you could use the plants for Dalaminim. If Yaakov Emdim takes it one step further, he says, even Bizman HaMikdash, when there was an Isser, and when there will be an Isser, he still felt you could use Dalaminim from those trees. Why? Because the Isser is not in the Chefza, the Isser in the Gafra, that I can't plant. But if one does plant, it does not create an Isser of Chefza on the Lulavim, on the Adasim and Revos, and therefore he felt that one would always be able to buy Dalaminim, even if they were grown incorrectly in Yerushalayim. Okay, Gemara now says, last three lines of the Amud here, Amar Lahu Rav Huna. Rav Huna gave the following advice, Lahanu Avankri. What's an avankri? So Rashi says these are people who sell things. Rashi explains avankri tigre kol davar listakirbo. People who sell. People buy and sell things and they make a profit off of it. So he warned the avankri, these people who would sell dalminim, the following. He says, kizav nisa asa me'akum. When you buy asa, which is the hadasim, if you buy them from a non-Jew, lo tigzizu otun, you should not cut them off. Eloligzu inu v'yavlechu. Let them cut off and buy it from them. Take from them. In other words, let's say I'm going to buy hadassim. They might say to you, okay, go to the backyard and cut off some hadassim. They're all yours. He says, don't do that. You let them cut it off, hand it to you, and then everything works out. Why? Well, why is that? So my taima, what's the reason? Stam ovdi kochavim gazlani arasaninu. We have an assumption that the guy stole the land probably from a Jew. So now it's stolen property. And the Gemara says further in Amud Beis now, karka eina nigzelis. There's no such thing. You can't steal property. Why not? So the pasuk pshat is because property doesn't move. You can't move it. Rashi explains in the top here is based on a pasuk. Rashi says, "V'karka eino nigzelas, kolomer eino knuya legazan b'shemiyush. Even if the owner is meyayish on it, you still can acquire the leolam b'cheskes b'aylahi. It's always in the hands of the possession of the owner. The mikar kroy nafkalem b'hagoza basun b'vakama dafku yedayim. They bring psukim. The aval mishin nidlash. However, apri. The moment you detach the fruit, it's no longer karka. Then harei gazel v'tolsho who goes, the one who takes it is the one stealing it. So if I were the one to take the hadasim off the property, I'm stealing from the Jew. If he takes it from the property, there's the guy that's stealing it from the Jew. So it says the Gemara again on top. Now karka einu nigzelus hilkach ligazzo inu. Let them cut off the hadasim ki heicha de leheve yish bailim biyadayu. Let them steal and let the yish be in their hands. They do. And shinirishus b'daichu. And then when they give it to you, that will be the transfer of ownership. So Rashi just explains here, you need yish and shinirishus together. The Gemara's Baba Kama talk about this yish alone, yish kedi it's called. Does that work? Do you need it in combination with shinirishus? So Gemara here assumes you need both yish and shinirishus. Look how Rashi says this. Says Rashi, hilkach legazizu hein, let them cut it off minem mechubar, v'yitnum lechem, and then hand the hadasim to you. Shehu hein hagazam, they're the ones robbing. Va'atem lochin osamehem, and you purchase it from them. Va'bailim nisyashu kvar mikol peros. Now the owners already were miyash and any fruit that grew on the property, the guy stole from them 15 years ago. He's completely miyash and any fruit that grows from mikan al haba. Va'viyish etzlam, so when they steal the property, steal the fruit, there the miyash kicks in with their gzela. V'charkahu mishanam rishutan lushusham, and when they give it to us, now that's a transfer of rishus. The kasavar, this Gemara assumes, Rav Huna assumes, yish greida lokani. Yish alone wouldn't be sufficient. So if I were to cut it off, I would have yish, that wouldn't work. Rather, aval yish vishinu rishus kani. So in their hands, when the guy cuts it off, it's yish. When they give it to me, that's shin rishus. And now you have the kinnin. For that reason, Rav Huna gives this recommendation. So now the Gemara says, wait a second. Why do you have sof sof kigazu avankri, even if the avankri themselves cut it off? Let's say they did the cutting off. And they now, what do? They cut off to sell it. So now they sell it to me. So still, you have the same thing accomplished. Levi yish bailim biyadayu. Let them, the avankri, the Jewish merchants, let them cut it off. So the yish should be in their possession. Vishinu rishus biyadayu. When they give it to us as the purchaser, that will have the yish and shinu rishus. Why won't we allow for that? Now you're probably wondering, but that's causing them to steal. The avankri is stealing now. That would be gzela. So the truth is, the Ritva says, it's only savik gzela. We don't know if the property was really stolen or not stolen. So since it's only savik gzela, in this case, since they don't plan on keeping it, we're not so concerned with them cutting it off. So gzela is really not the issue. The question is, how do you become the owner? That's really the question. So we've now neutralized gzela as being a concern. How do you acquire it? So he says, if they, avankri, cut off themselves, have yish, they sell it to me, that's shin rishus. So why do we have to have the goy cut it, give it to the avankri, to then sell it to me? So Gemara says, you're right. Lo tzricha boshana davankri gufayo. Referring to the oshanas that the avankri keep for themselves. Those oshanas which they sell to me and you, that's not a problem. They can go ahead and cut it and sell it to us. That's yish when they cut it off the avankri, and shin rishus when they give it to us. But if they're keeping it for themselves, they cut it off and just put it in their pocket, there's no shin rishus anymore. So for those that they're keeping for themselves, that's when they tell the non-Jews to cut it off and then give it over to them to use for sukkahs. Now, if you look at Tosos, there's a few Tosos here. Look at Dira Maschil, ki gazzu avankri, nami neve yish bailam biyadayu didu. So the Gemara in this question said, let the avankri, let them cut it off, and that'll be yish. So Tosus asks, Vim Tomar, Hahu yish shilomidasu? Dilo yoda be nigzal bloker. The nigzal has no idea, right? The Reuven is the owner. And some non-Jew stole from Reuven. So Reuven has no idea what goes on the property now. Now when I go ahead as the avankri and take it off, there's no yish, because the Baal, the owner, the real owner, the Jew, doesn't know I took it off. It's yish shilomidas. He's unaware that I'm the one who's cutting it off. And yish shilomidas doesn't work. The Gemara in Bava Metzia tells us, V'kaimalam, B'reish Eilu Metzias, D'yish shilomidas lo have a yish. The real true owner has no idea that I'm cutting it off. So how could that be yish? So v'yish shlomar, D'lo mikri yish shilomidas ela hecha debal yado kodem shiyadu habaylim shenevar mihem. What's yish shilomidas? If, let's say, Reuven's walking, he drops something. He doesn't know he dropped it. I picked it up, and then afterwards, he gets home, he says, what happened to my wallet? That's it. The das became after. The yish came when initially picked it up. That's yish lomid das. But here, in this case, aval hacha yad libei, v'nishashu mikodem, el de'ein yish lakarka. Here, he knew. He may not have known that I was the one doing it, but the moment that the Jew, non-Jew stole from him, he's miyash and everything mikan alabah. That is das. Das means he's miyash down the line. Yish lo midas is he wasn't aware at all, only after the fact did it become aware to him. I invite you in the Gemara now. Gemara then says, halfway down the Amud, a very short Amud, it says, I have another way. Right now we have the way the Avankri, or its Kona, the object, the Hadasim, is through Yish plus Shin Rishus. There's another way to Kona. V'liknu b'shinei maisa. When you do a shinei maisa, when you do a change, you pick up the dasim and change something, a shinei maisa, that's another way of making the acquisition. So why don't we do that? So the Gemara explains that savar, kasavar lulav ein tzarech eged. It doesn't require an eged. If you held that lulav requires an eged, which means you need to tie around the lulav, the dalminim, that's a shinei maisa, that would have been another way to acquire it, and you wouldn't need shinei rishus. But since this Gemara apparently Rav Huna holds, you don't need an Eged. Since you don't need an Eged, it's not significant. That's not considered a Shinei Maisa. And even if, says the Gemara, Vim Tim Salomar, Lulav Tzarech Eged, and even if you hold that it does require an Eged, it requires a Maisa, and the Maisa is significant. So tying the knot around it, one might have thought it's called a Shinei Maisa, and the Avan Kri could acquire it with that Shinei Maisa. Doesn't need to have Shinei Rishus. Nonetheless, there's another cloud when it comes to a Shinei Maisa. Shinoi hachozel briyasahu. It's a shinoi that easily returns back to its initial state. Shinoi maisa. Let's say I take a wheat and I grind it. That's a shinoi maisa. You can't change. You can't put it back to the original state of grain. But my meat tying the lulav and untying it. That's chozel briyasahu very easily. And therefore, shinoi hachozel briyasahu lo shmei shinoi. That's not called a shinoi. And therefore, it's not a kinyan. If you look at Tosa says here shinoi hachozel briyasahu lo shmei shinoi. When it's a shinoi that could easily be put back into the original form, it's not called the shinoi. Yeah, that actually comes up in Hilchos Chametz for a second. Hilchos Chametz, when it comes to certain types of alcohols, they're not drinkable, but many times you could very easily, even though we don't know how to, but apparently it's very easy to change a lot of alcohols back into chametz, things that are drinkable, with a very simple process like boiling. So that's called shinoi achozel briyaso, and that would still be considered chametz because you could easily bring it back to the original state. That's just a different example, different application of this concept of shinoi chozel briyaso that could return back. It's not called the shinoi. So says Tosos here. He says afa gav dekanim midirabanan. Even though normally a shinoi chozel briyaso does work as a kinyan on a dirabanan level, so kedisa bebeish gozo kama begozo etzim. A person steals someone's lumber and meshupin could go nisarim vasam kalim. He stole some guy's lumber and turned them into kalim. Kevin, so that works on the Dirabanan level, even though you can easily put them back, apparently fix it. But Kevin, the Midiraisa lo kani lo nafikacha. But here, we're talking about Deraisa. We're talking about day one of Sukkot, and we're talking about the Lulav as a mitzvah Deraisa. So Shinoi Chozel Briyaso only works on Dirabanan things, but does not work on Deraisa things. So Gemara says, wait a second. Miu, Mehu Sabasa, certain Safta, we're going to see in Daf Lam and Alf, tomorrow's Daf, that a older lady, she was complaining that someone stole her sukkah. It's a funny story that we have many places in Shas. You could do a whole discussion about the avadim of the Reish Galusa. They were not very yashar. They did a lot of trippy things to various people, and they took advantage of rabbanim and even old ladies. So they stole the old lady's sukkah, and she went to complain, and they said, "Ah, there's no taina at all because there's no stealing by sukkahs." Whatever the case was, so mashma gavi sukkah dinafik afa gav lo kani elamitam marish. Tam marish is if a person steals a beam and he puts it into his house. Well, we don't make him take down the house to return the beam. He'll never return it. So he said, okay, fine, just pay the money back. So we see from there that even though the kinyan of keeping the lumber, when I stole the lumber, I could keep it, only is only din d'rabbanan, it works for my sukkah, d'raisa. So how come here, shinoi chozel briyaso, that is all a d'rabbanan kinyan, it doesn't work for the lulav d'raisa. What's the difference between the lulav and the sukkah? So Eliyesh Tariz Hasan Mishum Takanas Shavim. There, the reason why they let the robber steal, keep the lumber, because we want to have him do the tshuva. And if we make him return the lumber, he's not going to do tshuva. Hacha Bagudas Lulav Ba'ama Lo Shach Takanas Shavim the Nekel Hatir Aguda. Because, again, why Takanas Shavim, we're extra makel for the Baal Tshuva. We're extra makel for the Ganav. So here we said, you know what? Even though you stole it, and even though it's not really a good kinyan, because you stole the lumber, we're going to let that kinyan derabanan work on a deraisa level just to help for tikkun hashavim. But here by the lulav, it's very easy. It's not going to hold you back. Oh, because I say, if you untie the lulav, that's it, you're not going to own it anymore. That's an easy thing. It's not going to really discourage a guy from doing tshuva anymore. So you say, just untie it, the egg, it doesn't work, and just buy someone else's lulav. And for that reason, they were not makel in this case. Even though normally shinoi chozel briyaso does work on derabanan, does not work on deraisas.
And yish works in deraisa.
Yish works in deraisa. Yeah, yeah. But again, in the combination of Yish plus Shinoi and the various things. Right. So now the Gemara says, last two lines of Lamed Amud Beis here, Lamed Amud Beis, it says, Liknei B'Shinoi Hashem. So why not change with Shinoi Hashem? If you have something, the shame of it changes, the name of it changes, that's another way of acquiring something. So we have Shinoi Rishus, we have Shinoi Maisa, now there's Shinoi Hashem. So the Gemara says, how do we know? What's the Shinoi Hashem? D'mei Kara Havi Le'Asa. It was called Asa, which is Hadassim. It's called Asa while it's in the fields, the Hashe, but now that you use it for the Dal Minim as a mitzvah, it's called Hoshana. Hoshana is a different word from an Asa to Hoshana. So Gemara says that too is not considered a difference because Mei Kara Nami La'Asa Hoshana Karle. We also call an Asa, even though it's not used for the mitzvah, we call Hoshanas as well. It wasn't really a change of a name, and therefore Shinoi Hashem does not work. So let's quickly recap what we did. We spoke about first this machlokas, first about why Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't like a mitzvah babi aveira. Even though he himself has everything in the world that's his, he does not like gzela to be brought as a karbon because he wants to be a role model, just like he follows the mitzvah, so too we should follow the mitzvahs, just like the melech who pays the taxes. Then we had machlokas whether or not the gezel is possible because of gezel lachem, or because mitzvah babi aveira, nafkamina whether it's possible yom tov sheni. Lachem is not possible yom tov sheni, mitzvah babi aveira is possible yom tov sheni. We then brought Bryce that said, Gezel's puzzle, Shaul seems to be mutter, and Gemara says, no, even Shaul is a usher as well puzzle, but it emphasized Gezela because it's a havamina, but since the Baal was meyayish, maybe I own it and Gezela should work for the lulav. Kamash found that no, it's not considered yish because he says, you know what, you stole from me today, but I'll take you to Bezdin tomorrow. And then we had the advice of Huna, told the Advankari to let the goy chop off the hadassim and give it to you, so he has the yish in his hands and shinoi rishus in your hands. Where it says, why? The Vankri is selling it to me anyways, so let the Vankri cut it off and sell it to me. That's yish and shinoi rishus. And the Gemara says, you're right. He's referring to the Avankri's hadassim themselves that he's using for himself, where the shinoi rishus must take place from the goy to him. And we're asked, what about shinoi maisa? And since luv ein tzarech eged, it doesn't have a maisa, and if it does tzarech eged, it's shinoi chodel b'riyasa, which does not work as Shinoi Maisa, and nor is it Shinoi Hashem, because even Hadassim Ha'asa is called Hoshana, even when not used for the mitzvah. Okay, everybody have a wonderful day and a good Shabbos.